Welcome to the AquariMax audio show with Russ and Kelly. We provide information on all kinds of aquarium-related topics.
This is episode 144, recorded December 26th, 2012.
So, if you happen to just celebrate Christmas, then I hope you had a great one. If you celebrated something else, I hope that was fun too. And if you didn't celebrate anything, I just hope you had a good week.
And we just feel sorry for you. Although, I have to say before we start, I have my frog voice again.
Yes.
I am sick.
Fortunately, all of us in the entire house, pretty much.
Yes. In fact, I have a sick child sitting in my lap right now, too, so extra coughing is
rather
coming
unavoidable.
From that. But we wanted to get an episode out this week anyways.
Yes, we did.
In fact, we had a very special Christmas present planned for you guys, but because I am sick and my voice is not
up to par,
it's going to have to wait until I'm better. So hopefully it will be a New Year's present.
Yes, but it'll be coming soon.
And you'll like it. So it'll be worth the wait.
So who we got lined up for today?
Excuse me. We have Jonas in Sweden and Raphael in Brazil and Mick in the UK and Ryan in Texas.
Right. So, quite the international show today.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Well, let's go to Raphael first.
Okay. I'm going to have Russ read it because I can't.
Okay. Okay. It says, "Hi, my name is Raphael. I'm from Sao Paulo, Brazil. First, let me say I really enjoy this show. Keep up with the good work. I'm sending this message to show another use for CO2 supplement, algae treatment." And we had mentioned that briefly in a couple of recent episodes. So thank you for following up on that, Rafael. And he is treating specifically black beard algae. So what he's sent us is a photograph from his tank before using any CO2 supplement, and then one after doing so. And you can tell in the picture, you can see in the first one, the algae is quite a bit thicker and darker in color, and there's more of it. And then it's much, it's kind of paler in color, and there's much less of it after.
It looks dying.
Yeah, it looks like it's on its way out. And then he included a picture of his whole tank, which is a really nice looking.
It's a very pretty tank. I like it.
Yeah, so you can check out those links. We don't have the actual photos on our show page, but we'll have the links on our show page so that you can check those out and see that. There's another testimonial to the use of CO2 supplementation as an algae treatment. And, of course, that works in several ways. One is if you're benefiting the plants, they can outcompete algae. But another is some of them, like Florigixel, seem to have actually an inhibitory effect on the algae or even just directly killing it. And, it depends a lot on other factors that you're dealing with, too, in your tank. But it can be a very effective measure in combating algae. So, let's move on to
Mick, who says, "Hi guys, I took this video in the Paludarium tonight and thought you would like it. Feel free to post it on your pages. Have a great Christmas." Thank you, Mick.
Yes,
and
thank
we
you.
Watched this video. It's very funny. Yeah. I think it needs some comedic narration on it or something. It's
the epic struggle of two fire-bellied toads for a waxworm. And then everything takes a turn for the worst. something like
that. That would be good.
It changes. It's kind of surprising. It's funny. So you should check it out. We'll put the link on our show page.
I think this
video
is one of those, should go viral.
Yeah, it's funny.
Like the other one of the toad eating the ants on the iPhone. did we put the link up to that?
I think we
for
did.
These guys?
I think we did. Yeah.
I love that one. That's hilarious.
It was funny. So, yeah, thanks for sending that, Mick.
And Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yes.
Okay, our next one is from Jonas. I'm going to try to read this.
And Jonas is in Sweden.
Jonas is in Sweden, yes. He says, "Hi, Russ and Kelly. Thanks for all the great episodes you've recorded. I am trying to find an old episode where you talked about lighting. I have a small 70 liters aquarium where I have a few of my smallest goldfish. When I move plants to this aquarium, they just seem to stop growing. The water conditions are almost the same as in my other tanks, so I wonder if it could be the lighting. I now plan to replace the lighting on this tank to see if something happens. I have read about all sorts of lighting, but would like to hear your opinion. Both my aquariums have lots of goldfish and apple snails in them, and are heavily planted with Anubias, Aponogeton, Crinum, and Vallisneria, which seems to do fine. The bigger tank is a 430-liter half-circle 80 centimeter high aquarium. The lighting in this tank is working great and all the plants are growing fine.
Hmm. Yeah, this. I know we've talked about lighting on various shows. I
don't remember
actually,
what episode.
At the moment, I can't recall if we had a show that was entirely dedicated to lighting.
Well, probably we did.
I'm not certain. We may have. But lighting could very definitely be an issue. There's so many things in terms of depth. The intensity of light decreases exponentially with distance. Mm-hmm. So if you have a light that is, you know, an aquarium that is 2 feet deep as opposed to one that's 3 feet deep, there's a large decrease in the amount of light that's actually reaching the plants. So that's one issue.
Although he says it seems like the plants in his taller aquarium are growing fine.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That sounds like what he's...
He didn't say
I don't
how tall the 70-liter one is, but
right.
Probably not as tall as the 430-liter one. How many gallons is that?
Okay, so what does
liters?
It convert to?
Well, 70 liters is about 15
oh, no,
U.S. gallons or so.
On vacation!
And 430 liters is about 90-something gallons. 90,
okay.
94,
so
I think.
Fairly small tank and a fairly large tank.
Right. That's U.S. gallons, of course. It would be really helpful to learn a little bit more about the lighting. Maybe are they different types of bulbs? Are they different? The depth, of course, the aquarium will make a difference, even if the bulbs are the same. But I'm wondering what kind of bulbs they have on this 15-gallon tank. Many of these smaller tanks that they sell now have LED bulbs that are not intended particularly for plant growth. And a lot of plants don't do well with them. Some of the really low-light ones can do okay, but it's just intended to illuminate the tank. So that could be an issue. So, yeah, we'd like to help you some more, but maybe the best thing would be to tell us a little bit more about the lighting fixtures themselves.
And
even get a picture of them,
picture
of the bulbs, yeah. And, of course, the bulbs themselves also, if many types of bulbs will degrade in their... efficacy
after
over time.
A certain amount of time, after 6 months or something, they're not very
right.
effective.
Depending on the bulb, but most fluorescent bulbs, whether they're normal output tubes or they're complex fluorescent coils or they're complex fluorescent, you know, the U-shaped ones, between 6 months and a year, they lose most of their efficacy. So it could be that that's what's going on. But yeah, any more information you can give us about that?
And he's got, I mean, he says he's got the same stock in both of the tanks, so it's not just that the goldfish are eating the plants.
Right. And goldfish will nibble on a lot of plants, but, like, we have Anubias with goldfish, and they
and
do fine.
And it's fine.
Aponogetans, depending on the kind, can do okay, and crinums are usually fairly tough, and Vallisneria is one that can do okay with goldfish. You know, and individual goldfish varies, and species of plants vary, and situation varies. But the apple snails, I'm really surprised about that one, actually.
That they're there?
Because an apple snail can mean a lot of things, too. It depends on whether you're referring to, like, brigs or mystery snails are often referred to as apple snails, too. And they are much less likely to munch on live plants. Whereas there is another species I can't recall right now, but it gets a lot bigger. And it is also called an apple snail, and it will munch just about every plant you have. So I'm guessing he probably has the...
non-munching kind.
Yeah. Otherwise, none of the plants would be doing very well, or very few of them anyway. So that's probably what he's got. But yeah, if you can give us a little bit more info on your lighting system, we may be able to give you a bit more help with that. And also tell us how long your bulbs have been in. But it sounds like you're replacing the lighting in the tank, so that, you know, that can
that's
make
good.
A good difference too.
Okay, so we're going to go to Ryan. Ryan sent us a very, very cool tip. He said, Amazonas magazine is available in the iBook store, and you can download the current issue and many past issues for free.
Which is very cool news, so thank you, Ryan.
It's a good Christmas
present. For sharing
present.
That with us. Yeah, I've seen a few preview issues of Amazonas, and it's a great magazine. Got a lot of great info and great photographs. So if you have access to the iBook store, go check it out. All right, well, we need to talk about a few things, a few updates and so on that we have going on, too.
Okay, give us some beta news.
Okay, well, we have found a home for some of our male fish. About 10 of them went to a pet store that we don't usually frequent because it's a bit further away than our closest fish specialized store, which is the one we usually visit. So we called them up and said, we've got some betas, could you take some? They said, yeah, sure, we can take 10, but we probably won't be able to give you store credit. So we said, oh, that's okay, we need a home for these betas, and this is a good store, they'll take good care of them, and find a good home for them, most likely. Because, you know, people who are more serious about fish tend to go to those specialized stores. So it's not like going to a big box store so much that people would just randomly pick up a bait on a whim. At least that's the hope. So, brought them down there, and with this expectation we probably wouldn't get credit. But as soon as they saw the fish, you know, I took them out of their styrofoam box and started talking to them about it, and they were interested. And they're like, wow, you bred these are great. And they're pretty fish and so on.
They liked them.
So they had me fill out a form for the manager, and I did. And they said, we'll get in contact with you in a while. And the next day they called up and said, yes, we can give you in-store credit. So
that was good.
Happy ending. Happy betas. Happy us. And now we have about 13 males left, I think, that need a home. So we've found a home for half the males. And what we've decided to do with the females is something else.
We thought we would move them into our 55-gallon and combine it with our other beta sorority tank.
Yes, Kelly, it was her idea.
A whole dormitory.
Yeah, we'll have, the 55 will be a lot of female betas. We'll take the fish that are in here and move them around
to
their tanks.
We've got goldfish in there now.
Yeah, we'll do some shuffling.
They're kind of lonely in there, though. I think they want the company of our other goldfish.
Yeah, and that tank's big enough that we can handle that. Yeah. As long as we keep up with the water changes, which we will. I actually decided to step it up because we do 50% water change once a week, and now I'm going to do 50% water change twice a week, and that should be fine in that tank upstairs. And then, let's see. Then we're going to move the, since we'll be taking down one beta sorority to combine them into two, one in the spawning tank and one the tank in our bedroom. The tank in our room will then not have a whole lot in it except for coolie loaches and a couple of bristlenose plecos. So we're going to keep some red sherry shrimp in there, which will help with the algae issues we've been having. I've split the photo period and reduced the photo period, which has helped. In that tank, but I'm also going to put those shrimp in there, and they should help a lot. They tend to do that.
You can't put them in there right now because the betas would eat them. So yeah, if we move the betas out,
most betas will kill shrimp.
Okay.
So without the betas in there, that should help. And it'll be interesting to see how it all pans out, but I think it'll be nice because, frankly, this tank looks a little empty. There's very many fish in here right now for the 55, and the upstairs tank looks pretty okay with two goldfish in it, but I think it'll look nicer with four.
Yeah.
And, so that's what we're planning on doing. And I think that's about it for this week, so...
That's about it.
Okay, so we're going to have Gwen say our traditional greeting for us.
Mine.
Ready?
May the fish be with you.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Aquarimax Audio Show. For additional episodes, please visit aquarimax.com. For comments and or questions that may be featured on an upcoming podcast, leave a message at 801-477-0629 or email us at info@aquarimax.com.